Hello, this is Cambridge Riffs, show number 14, and it's June, I think, yeah, June 2007, and it's windy and grey outside, but really warm and sticky, and we've got a really good show lined up today, and to start with a fantastic song. We have, rather than start with a blasting guitar song like we normally start, this is a more acoustic thing, but it's just great. You listen to this. It's called Road Trip, and it's by Sam Watkins.
Driving down to Brighton on a weekend last July, stopped into a little shop to eat some chicken pie. Met a bunch of hippies, they were pretty groovy guys, and we got high. Oh, we got high. We got high. Suitcase full of scum, spotted an establishment, it was called the Hooded Monk. And there we got acquainted with a bunch of crazy punks, and we got drunk. Oh, we got drunk. We got drunk. We got drunker than a scum. We got drunker than a scum. A bunch of crazy punks in the Hooded Monk. We got drunk, we got drunker than a scum. We got drunker than a scum. With a bunch of crazy punks.
Down by the Watford Gap, picked up a hitchhiker called Dill. He procured from his back pocket an obscene amount of pills. And to return the favor, he said, fellas, take your fill. And we got ill. Oh, we got ill.
We got ill. We were sicker than the sickest pigs you ever saw. Dill generously offered more. We got sicker than before. We got ill. Sicker than the sickest pigs you ever saw. Dill generously offered more. We got sicker than before. Now I don't know if there is meant to be a moral to this tale. We never made it down to Brighton. We never got past Maidenvale. We got thrown in the net, thought we would all end up in jail, but we got bail. Oh, we got bail. We got bail and we made it across the water, 'cause I paid a Spanish porter to see the papers were in order. We got bail. We got bail and we made it across the water, 'cause I paid a Spanish porter to see the papers were in order. We got bail. We got bail. We got bail. Oh, we got bail. A Spanish pardon, and I married his daughter.
Yeah, that was a song called Road Trip by Sam Watkins. Fantastic. You should check out her MySpace site. She's from Cambridge. And actually, all the people we play on Cambridge are from Cambridgeshire, at least. So they're all local bands. But there's so many of them that we never run short. So let me just click on her MySpace site. And so but it says at the moment she's not singing or gigging at all, or even looking at her guitar, because she's writing a fantasy novel. So watch out for that. If it's as good as that song, I think it'll be worth buying. So, Sam Watkins. So this next band is it's called The Hot Bang, and this is an amazing instrumental. It says on their MySpace site that they're a cross between Captain Beefheart and Penguin Cafe Orchestra, that's what some people say. And so it's a good combination, and this is a good tune. Listen to it. It's called The Mindenburg. I don't know what that is. The Mindenburg by The Hot Bang. Called The Mindenburg. That's an amazing bit of music. They won the Red Stripe band competition. So look at their site this year, and so that's pretty good. They're really pleased about that. And it says here, we pitted our noise against the respectively lovely Under the Street Lamp, who are good, and we've played them on, and I think we'll play some more because they're a great band. And then Hex, Fugazirum and Flamboy Bells. Don't know any of those. Fantastic. There's so many bands in Cambridge, you know. They just keep coming out of the woodwork, and you keep on hearing more and more. Flamboy Bella, actually, sorry. And they came out on top, possibly down to the outlandish nature of Nick Hart's trousers and Guthrie MM's techno-sexual dancing from another age. So, check them out on MySpace. Hot Bang. This next band are called The Teasers. Actually, looking at what I've got here, they don't seem to be a Cambridge band, actually. And the reason I played them is because a chap who used to be in the Cambridge band, a band called Black Bikini Alpha, and then they reformed into Video Star, and we've played them on the show. He's joined a new band called The Teasers, and he asked me, emailed me and said, could I play a track? So I think that, you know, that fits the bill, even though maybe they're more London-based. They've got a Cambridge connection, so so we can play a track by them, I think. And so this is The Teasers, and it's a track called Light of Day, and I really like it because it's got that slightly sort of European feel, you know. I mean, it sounds like, what is it I'm thinking of? Is that Radar Love? Can you remember who did Radar Love? Does that sort of like throbbing beat? And you can always imagine them singing in sort of Swedish or accents or Dutch accents or something. Yeah, it's really good anyway. It's called The Light of Day, and it's by The Teasers. And a track called Light of Day, great track. Okay, so here's another good band, Crawdaddy. I wanted to play them for a while, but I couldn't download the tracks from MySpace or something, I think, or there was shortened versions of the tracks or something, but I got a CD from them in the end, so now I can play one, and it's a track called Fades to Grey, and they're on a label called the 3-4 record label, which was set up by Anna from the Swings, and I think the Swings are on that label as well, so you can... if you go to MySpace, you can check them out on 3-4 Records and see what's going on in that area. And so here they are again, Crawdaddy with Fades to Grey. Mm-hmm.
everywhere looking out at me. It's a seesaw nation of celebrity. If your shoes aren't there, not worth shit. And if they are, you trust the print. Pikey lads with rock hard hair swear too much cause they don't care. Knock you out if you knock their drink. Begrudged a man who dares to think. To be by your side, by your side.
Daddy with Fades to Grey. I like that song. It sort of grows on you as well, actually. It's good. Okay, so this is Cambridge Riffs. You can check us out on the web, www.cambridgeriffs.co.uk, and if you browse around the site, you can find other podcasts that we've done. This is the 14th, so there's 13 more before that, and they're all good. Good bands, anyway. Not necessarily good talking, but great bands. They're all Cambridge bands, so if you want to find out what's on in Cambridge and who to go and see, you can check us out. All the shows have links through to the websites of the bands or the MySpace site, so you can find out. You can download more of the tracks and find out where they're playing and what they're up to and things like that. So, yeah, check it out, cambridgeriffs.co.uk. Okay, so here's another band. Sent me a CD, The Scissors. And this is called Lucy for London.
This is your shoes.
Hey, yeah, that was good, wasn't it? The Scissors, Lucy for London. That's a really great voice and nice guitar as well, twangy guitar. It's really good. I like that. Lucy for London. Yeah, so check them out. Okay, so this is something a bit different now, a bit quieter. It's a band called Alighting, and it's a song called Broken Hymn. Song called Broken Hymn by Alighting. I like that one. I sort of singing along to it. So again, it's a sort of bit of grower, you know. After you listen to it a few times, you know, you start to get inside your head, sort of the chorus and stuff. So it's good. Yeah, so check them out on MySpace. Okay, so here's something again a bit different. It's a band called The Last Dinosaur, and it's sort of a, you know, instrumental avant-garde thing. And I think I was trying to check out on their website, but I couldn't get through for some reason. There's an error. I think they record it all, but not using electronic stuff, using, you know, tapes and microphones and all that sort of stuff. And it does sound good, actually. It does sound a bit different, you know. I mean, I know these people who say, you know, they tend to try and avoid computers and digital, and they say you can get really good sound with tape and real sounds. And, you know, I think there's something in it. It's nice. You listen to this, see what you think. It's called Fool.
Bottle like that.
Right, go.
Where I should start it.
Do what you do with the
The Last Dinosaur with a song called Fool. I like that one. They've got a great sort of logo on their MySpace thing as well. I'm trying to do my talking about MySpace a lot because I'm trying to do the show in front of the computer so I can check out what the band's sites say, you know, so I can let you know as I do it. But it's a bit complicated, like talking and trying to click and record at the same time. So if it sounds a bit funny, that's why it is. Sorry. And also, sorry, there hasn't been a show for a while. I've just been so busy. I've been doing a CD for someone, Malcolm Guyton in the band Mystery Train. We've been recording a CD together of his songs, and they sound really good, and that's sort of be coming out soon, so I'll let you know more about that maybe in the next show. But I just haven't had time to do the podcast, and the songs are building up, unfortunately, so I'll try and do a few more. Maybe I should do just quicker ones, less talking. I don't know, what do you think? This next track's bit alternative as well, and it's really nice. It's called Lost Passport Blues, and it's by a band called 14th, with number four at the beginning, I think it's possibly just one person, you know, in their bedroom or something like that, but they've sampled all sorts of things and a bit of sort of analog stuff in there as well, and it's got a nice sort of real sort of mesmeric beat to it, and all these sort of trombones wherever they are coming fading in and out. It sounds really good. So here it is, Lost Passport Blues. Yeah, that was nice. Lost Passport Blues by 14th. And you can check them out on MySpace. All the links are on the Cambridge Riffs site, all the links to all the bands that have been on this show and all the previous shows as well. So there's a whole feast of information out there. okay, so back to the guitars now. This is a band called My Toy Heart. Let's see what I can find out about them. He's just clicking madly away. Okay, here they are on MySpace. My Toy Heart. Yeah, they got an EP out you can buy called Bright Lights and Fist Fights. £2 for 6 songs. That's not bad. And a bonus track, I think. They're playing around sort of Cambridgeshire, Cambridge, Bury, Ely over the next few months. So check out their site and go and see them. I think you'll like this. Rita blasts in with a great guitar. And it's called Bright Lights and Fist Fights. And it's by My Toy Heart.
Hello?
My Toy Heart and a song called Bright Lights and Fist Fights. That sounds really good. So, yeah, check them out on MySpace. and find out, listen to some of their other tracks, find out where they're playing, and support them. Okay, so we come to the end of the show pretty nearly. Hopefully I shall try and do the next one a bit more promptly, try and do it next month. Sorry about that, and sorry this has been a bit rushed. I usually try and, you know, have a bit more to say about the songs than this time, so I was just didn't this time, so sorry. I'll try harder. That's my resolution for the next show, try harder. And I'm thinking of upgrading the website a bit as well, so you might see a change in that. Anyway, that's not important. Important thing is the bands and the music, and to finish off, a band called Red Beat and a song called Put Up a Fight, and it's good, this one. It's got nice sort of little catchy riffs in it, and then this guitar solo sounds just like George Harrison, actually. I quite like George Harrison, so that can't be bad. So here they are, Put Up a Fight by Red Beat. Yeah, that was Red Beat, a song called Put Up a Fight. There's a great riff in that, wasn't it? Perhaps I should bring back Riff of the Week. Can you remember, did you listen to the early shows? Right in the early shows I had this thing in Riff of the Week where I chose a riff and I played it on the guitar really badly. But I just ran out of riffs, really. Riffs that I could play. So that's the end of the show. Thanks for listening, and get in contact if you like the show. You know, I know a lot of people listen because there's a lot of downloads out there, but hardly anybody gets in contact. Just click on the contacts button on the website and just say, you know, like the show, or could you play more of this, you know, alternative or more jazz or something like that, or whatever, you know. Give us a buzz, that'd be good. Okay, so Yeah, so thanks for listening, and watch out for the next show, and take care. Bye-bye.